Happy New Year to Martian Gardens listeners. And as you can tell, I've suffered a mid-season head cold, which I was hoping would clear up, but instead it moved into my chest. And so my voice is distinctly scratchy. So we'll be hearing longer pieces for this Martian Gardens, which is volume or edition 870. And the Martian Gardens blog, the new blog, is martiangardens.blog. And you can see the relevant links and information pertaining to Martian Gardens 870 on for the complete playlist, martiangardens.blog. We'll start with a 32-minute symphony by Charles Wuorinen, music performed by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by James Levine. And this is the 8th symphony, composed between 2005 and 2006, and it's parenthetically titled Theologoumena. And that's a word meaning a theological statement in the area of individual opinion rather than authoritative doctrine. Now, why has Wuorinen chosen that big word for his symphony? You can read an egg-headed programming note, which is linked to the word Theologoumena on the Martian Gardens blog. I won't take your time with it. This is in three untitled movements, and this is a release from Bridge Records, Charles Wuorinen, 8th Symphony with the 4th Piano Concerto, all music performed by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. We start right off with the first movement, running 9.5 minutes, to be followed by the second two movements, Charles Wuorinen, 8th Symphony. You're listening to Martian Gardens, and once again, the Martian Gardens blog for more information. The new blog is martiangardens.blog, and the old blog with the archived Martian Gardens playlist is martiangardens.blogspot.com.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 870. And we just heard from Charles Wuerinen. That was Charles Wuerinen's 8th symphony, parenthetically entitled Theologoumena, which is defined as a statement of theological opinion rather than authoritative doctrine. And Wuerinen uses that concept analogously in his composition methods, and there's a link to that discussion on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. That was released on Bridge Records along with the 4th piano concerto. All music on this Charles Wuerinen CD was performed by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by James Levine. We'll hear percussion-based music coming up next with Lei Liang and Kya Kya Naing. From Lei Liang, we'll hear a piece inspired by his native Chinese calligraphy called Inkscape. Music for piano and percussion quartet. Music performed by Third Coast Percussion with Daniel Schlossberg on piano, conducted by Michael Lewonsky. This comes from Lei Liang's CD Luminous on New World Records, a new release. The piece runs 14 minutes. And from Bang on a Can, we'll hear from the CD Bang on a Can meets Kya Kya Naing on Cantaloupe Music, which was a 2004 release. And this features the Burmese percussionist Kya Kya Naing performing on traditional Burmese or Myanmar, is the new name for the country, but I'll say Burmese instruments. With traditional or with Western instruments in alternating pieces on the CD. The piece we'll hear is strictly for traditional Burmese percussion performed by Kya Kya Naing, and that will come up in 14 minutes, following this piece, Inkscape, from Lei Liang, from his Luminous CD, performed by Third Coast Percussion, with Daniel Schlossberg on piano, and once again, Michael Lewonsky conducting. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.